Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Welcome back. Glad you're here at The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show, as always, since we talk to the lawyers, is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production. So there you have it. A great show today. Joe Philport. Joe is president and CEO of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement, Inc. And we'll talk to Joe about all of those things that he does there. I'll also tell you a little bit more about what he does in our industry here. We've got Jeremy Kent, who is our European correspondent. A lot of great information from Europe as well as it relates to advertising, and a lot of interesting stories as well. So we certainly appreciate Jeremy's contributions, and always it's a pleasure to have him as a part of the show. Today we're talking about Scotch tape for Christmas, and what they're suggesting is sticky goes viral. So we have that for you as well, plus a whole bunch more good stuff. Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And do we want to mention that we have our social media expert, Varanji, in the studio today, observing what we're doing. You'll be seeing photos.
She'll be grading you as well, Brad.
That's true. She'll have any photography that you may see, images of today's broadcast on any of our social media, Facebook,
Hold
Twitter.
On. Wait, we have to say are copyrighted. By
That's
Big
right.
Radio Midgets.
That's right. Our copyrighted images that are not available to be repurposed anywhere in the world unless Ray and I receive some kind of residual. We'll get into that later. She's sitting in. I wanted to welcome Varanji as well. Ray, you may
we
not—
We give her a mic. We should have given her a mic. She could have contributed as
She hasn't been here that long. If she sticks around, we'll give her a mic eventually.
I'll give her yours. Here, hold on just a minute.
Yeah. You know, Ray, you may not know this, but Howard Stern says he's pretty sure that he will be leaving satellite radio, but his unique voice will live on in new media. Stern's five-year, $500 million contract with Sirius ends at, we need to say the last name, Sirius XM, ends this year.
Sure.
At $500 million, he would be working for fun at that point, anything after.
Mm-hmm.
Management is under the gun to provide details of whether or not he will re-up. So I would imagine, you know, this is not a stock tip, but if you own XM, Sirius XM stock, and Stern doesn't stick around.
Is this an insider tip?
You may want to consider selling.
Oh, Yeah, really. Are you suggesting that he has a tremendous amount of influence on the revenue flow?
Well, and you know, it's funny because Sirius XM, I'm not giving stock tips, and they're not that. It's not that pricey of a stock anyway.
I understand. We'll see you in jail.
So. Yeah, but you know, if you're curious, all of these stock financial tips are coming to you, compliments of Ray Schillens. So. Direct all your email to him.
That's Ray on the left, okay, with the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Howard Stern, smart man.
Yeah.
Complete filth, but you smart man.
Got to hand it to him.
Yeah, I mean, you get it while you can, right?
Yeah.
kind of like what's his name, the talk show, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
You know, when he became popular, all of the radio stations got slapped with a huge increase in what it would take to carry the show. If
but
you
yet,
want it, you got to pay now.
But yet he's the everyday man. He represents...
Who, Rush?
Well, that's what's funny about that. No, Rush, that
no.
He's making all that dough, and yet he is the everyday man, has continued to be able to pull that off on the radio, which surprises me, Ray, that you know people
yeah.
don't realize he's sitting in a major mansion down in Florida doing a show from his in-home studio there, and
no,
yet he still
bad.
Connects with his audience. So.
Sure. He does a great job, too. You've got to
yeah.
give it to him.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Larry King. What is he going to do now? He's probably look for other wives or something like that.
Yeah.
But Piers Morgan is now the
official
guy.
Morgan?
No. Of course, it'd probably work as well as the other marriages.
Right.
It says here, Larry King's Primetime Hour with a candid, in-depth newspaper paper interview program. Well, there's something you have never seen before.
Yeah.
Morgan, best known to Americans as the NBC's Got Talent, most recently.
Angry Guy.
The Angry Guy from the UK. Mm-hmm. That's who he's known as. Larry King began hosting that show. Wow.
Aught six.
1985, 25 years. So Larry's gone, and Piers will take over. I do like Piers, though. You know, he does have a what seems to be a gentle side to him as well. So congratulations, yeah. Piers. I hope that this is a long-lasting CNN endeavor for you. 25 years? I'm not sure about
that.
Yeah,
right.
That's a long time.
Well, and since we're talking, programming and so forth, one note here, Oprah Winfrey wants Sarah Ferguson, Ray, the down and out Duchess of York, to make a television series about how being abandoned by her mother at 13 had a devastating effect on her life. The show would be for Oprah on her new cable channel.
Really?
Yeah, which starts next year, by the way. I thought that was an interesting choice. It would be, Oprah's not, she's not a billionaire or almost a billionaire because she doesn't understand how to take Dr. Phil and turn him into a syndicated program or Dr. Oz and various other programs that she's syndicated, not to mention her own program.
Dr. Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, her new cable will be called OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network.
OWN. I like that.
She already owns enough.
She owns some more.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a revenue stream. That's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. Social media, according to a thing here at Inside Radio, is second only to email. The tried and true radio practice of go where the listeners are increasingly pointing to social media. A new look from Nielsen as how Americans spend their mobile internet time gives radio another reason to build meaningful social media presence, and that is just a wake-up call radio. Mm-hmm. Hello, are you listening? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can sell more than banner ads on the internet. It's a good thing. And all that kind of stuff. So what do you have? One more thing before we about 30 seconds or less.
Well, a real quick thing. AOL is adding talk show host Ellen DeGeneres to its family of internet properties as it looks for ways to draw more people to its website. The company will be sharing traffic, content, and promotion with the site with what? The Ellen DeGeneres Show, starting now.
We kind of sound like Alex Ben Block this week, don't we?
Hello, Alex.
Yeah, I'm in L.A., and even though I live here, I don't like it. Okay, way it goes. Jeremy Kent is up. It's getting sticky for Christmas, and that's not the weather. It's all about Scotch tape here at the Advertising Show.
Hello, and welcome to the European News Desk. I'm Jeremy Kent. Coming up, all change at Ferrero Rocher, Scotch hopes viral campaign will stick, and Philips links in. The Ferrero Rocher account has switched agencies once again after incumbent agency WCRS resigned the business, citing creative differences. Rainey Kelly, Campbell Rolfe, Y&R have won the $10 million account after a competitive pitch overseen by the Observatory. Prior to new work by WCRS, Ferrero Rocher was best known for a series of ads in the 1990s that were set in a European ambassador's official residence and carried the line, "Monsieur, with these Rocher, you are really spoiling us." The ads were always held up as examples of how not to do pan-European advertising and were often lampooned by British TV and radio. That didn't stop the company wheeling them out every Christmas year after year. They had almost become an institution. I'm looking forward to seeing the new creative work and hope that it will be on our screens in time for this Christmas. A new campaign for 3M Scotch Tape is breaking as the Christmas advertising season starts to get underway. The campaign will be supported with TV commercials and point-of-sale materials, but its core medium will be online. A dedicated website will attempt to persuade consumers to use Scotch tape to wrap presents and will include a viral pass the parcel game. The website is integrated with Twitter and Facebook and players are encouraged to invite friends to join them in the game. The whole program is wrapped up with the strapline, "Say it with care" in the online space and "Say it with joy" in the TV spot. For decades, Interflora ran a powerful campaign for florists encouraging people to say it with flowers. And I wonder how the spontaneous recall stats will break down across the generations once the new Scotch campaign gets underway. Another company to embrace social networking is Philips. Moving away from the consumer titles, Philips is using the professional networking site LinkedIn to support its healthcare division. Philips is sponsoring the Innovations in Healthcare group and hopes to encourage healthcare professionals to engage with one another in insightful discussion. Phillips believes that 3 million of LinkedIn's 65 million members are healthcare professionals and says that 10,000 have already joined the new group. Innovations in Health is hosted by Philips Healthcare Vice President Frank McGillin. He intends to initiate one discussion or poll every week, but Philips hope that the majority of topics will be generated by the membership. Having established the group, Philips will now start to introduce specialty subgroups. The first will be in radiology, followed by cardiology, oncology, and women's health. From London, this is Jeremy Kent for The Advertising Show.
Jeremy Kent, as always, a pleasure to have you here at The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth.
You know, Ray, when is free really free? Well, Audible, just for our listeners, is offering a free audio book download along with a free 14-day trial to give our listeners a chance to check out their service. You've been hearing me mention about Audible.com, 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. So if you're thinking about today's guest, not Joe, he's not an author, but other guests that we've had that are authors or future guests that are authors, you can check out audible.com, maybe find their book, certainly other business books, novels, etc. To get your free audiobook download and begin your free 14-day trial, simply go to audiblepodcast.com/adshow. That, once again, Ray, audiblepodcast.com/adshow, and sign up today. It's that simple.
Could you get that word free in there one more time?
Well, it is free, and it's 14 days, and it's also a free download. So,
for a limited time.
Yeah. So you don't forget mail before midnight.
Before midnight. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Joe Philport, our very special guest today. Joe joined the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Management as president and CEO in 2002. TAB has been the auditor of out-of-home advertising industry since 1933. He's been a driving force behind the industry's transition to eyes-on audience measurement, making OOH the first medium to report seeing an advertising message. Joe brings to the TAB extensive background in media and marketing. He's held executive positions at Nielsen, Arbitron, Competitive Media Reporting, and AGB. Probably does his own taxes, too. And we are happy to have... Hey, Joe, we forgot to ask you, where are you calling from? What part of the country?
I'm from New York, New York.
I've heard of that place. It's a very nice place. Thank you very much. You also taught at Miami University. How about that? For a short time on the Ohio River there or whatever. Anyway, we are happy to have you here at the Advertising Show. Welcome, Joe. It's good to have you here.
Hi, guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, as Ray mentioned, you have been on the show before. It was about a year ago, June, that you appeared, and it was to talk about the Eyes On rating system. And I'd like for, if you would please, Joe, bring our listeners who maybe didn't catch last year's show exactly what the Eyes On system is, and then we'll bring them up to date on where we are with that.
Well, Traffic Audit Bureau specializes in the measurement of out-of-home media. And EyesOn is an audience measurement system, like Nielsen for TV or Arbitron for radio. EyesOn means we go one step further. Rather than just measuring the people who pass a billboard or a transit shelter, we're also measuring just the people who are noticing ads as they pass.
So it was really, I remember talking about this a year ago. It wasn't just so much about bringing a new metric to the outdoor industry, but it was also about really getting so-called non-believers on board to outdoor, right?
Well, the non-believer, that's right. The non-believer is usually a media planner who is numbers-focused and wants metrics to get out of home in a media plan. So it's less than they don't believe in the medium. They never had the numbers to really make out of home an above-the-line medium that's being considered at the same time that budgets are being set for magazines, television, and radio. And what EyesOn does is provide measures that are comparable to the audiences being reported for other media. We're now speaking the same language used by other media to describe our audiences.
Now, just to be clear, this EyesOn system is not about replacing what we're all familiar with, the DEC counts that typically tell an advertising media department how many impressions are driving by a particular outdoor bulletin, if you will, but it's an augmentation of that, isn't it, Joe?
Actually, it is about replacing.
Oh,
right now, they're being used side by side because we're in a transition process from old to new. But it's difficult to use two rating systems. That might be like using dollars and pesos at the same time you're trying to negotiate your next car purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to lose DECs because they were dysfunctional. They were large numbers. They were real. They measured people passing. But they had two major problems. One is they were huge numbers, particularly compared to the smaller audiences that of television programs, of radio programs. So they weren't comparable. They couldn't be used in a multimedia plan. The other problem is they were plain vanilla. They just reported people 18 plus, and brands don't want to know the number of people 18 plus who see their ad. They want to know the number of people in their target demographic who see the ad, women 25 to 54, men 18 to 49, upper-income persons 18-plus. We can provide those numbers now, numbers that the out-of-home industry never really had before.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So if anyone's wanting a little more granular look at what iZone is all about, you still have the iZoneRatings.com fundamental info there on your website?
Right. Go to iZoneRatings.com for a description of the measurement system and a little tutorial of how the ratings are put together.
So as we wrap up this first segment, but still have time to chat a little bit more here about it, you introduced the numbers in January of this year, and I know your expectation was to derive much improved out-of-home ratings by word of mouth, and also you were going to go around and present the system to various agencies and advertisers and so forth. What can you tell us about what's going on with your system since you introduced it this past January?
Well, the first wave of acceptance was getting acceptance from the media companies, the people who sell billboards, and the out-of-home specialists who tend to do the buying. And they're on board. We've had examples of brands. I'll give you one example very quickly. We had a credit card company who was introducing an upscale brand and did not want to use the medium until they understood that they could target particular out-of-home formats to actually deliver upper-income adults, and the brand got in the buy. That's, I think, the beginning of a sea change for our medium.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, and our guest out of New York this weekend is Joe Philpott, President and CEO of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement. As we measure this show, we now have three people, four if we include Joe as we record this show. It's wonderful. I'm so excited. It's kind of scary to be in such in front of a big audience here.
That's true.
With Ray and Brad, the Advertising Show being powered by Shipple.com. It's a platform called Tendency, which is an incredibly powerful marketing platform. Check it out. It's SCHIPUL.com. More in just a minute. Stay right here. Well, you're back with Ray and Brad here at the Advertising Show. Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, and our guest out of New York this weekend is Joe Philpott. Joe is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement, iZone, and a whole bunch of other stuff. All Joe is also awarded the Advertising Research Foundation's 09 Great Mind Award for Innovation and Research. So you have a great mind for this, Joe. I like that. That's a nice compliment. Happy to have you here and welcome back.
Yeah, Joe, I'm curious. You all had goals when you set out, and I know you wanted to hope for integration of the iZone ratings into existing software such as IMS and Telmar. Where are you with that? Would you bring us up to date?
We're halfway through a process that, as we mentioned in the last segment, began about a year ago. Right now, the data is available to out-of-home media companies, the people who are selling, and it's available to out-of-home specialists through systems such as Telmar. One of the major breakthroughs that will happen toward the end of this year, beginning into 2011, is that out-of-home and iZone will be in the planning tools used at general agency planners on systems such as Telmar and IMS. And we think that's where we're really going to see a major change in getting planners involved in the consideration of the medium.
You know, this past April, CBS Outdoor was one of the first major outdoor advertising companies to integrate the new EyesOn rating system was created. And I'm curious, are they fully aboard now? They were announcing that they were going to bring it aboard.
They are one of our many members, and in fairness to our other members, we have Clear Channel Outdoor, we have Lamar Advertising, and we have 40 major independent out-of-home companies who are really all on board, and they're on board to a degree because the difference between the use of something new by people selling national advertising versus local is real. So what we're seeing is the people who are involved in national sales being slightly more aggressive in the initial phase of EyesOn, while the local salespeople who are dealing with the local car dealership for that sale are probably moving a little bit more slowly, which is to be anticipated.
You know, when you introduce a new metric, I've got to believe that, you know, whether you were looking at Nielsen and television ratings or, you know, any other media for that matter, there's got to be some challenges, Joe, both in what your expectations are in terms of receptivity to the media buyers out there and their willingness to accept a new rating system, even though, albeit, this system obviously is much more sophisticated and offers the buyer much more robust information. But there's a tendency for many media buyers to just want to stay with what they know as opposed to enter into new areas. What have you learned in this regard, and how are you guys handling that?
What we've learned is there's a great need for collaboration among all players in the industry. General planners are looking at media buyers for leadership because they know the medium. Media buyers are actually looking at general planners for help understanding new metrics because the planners understand ratings and reach and frequency and all the terms that are used in other media. So what we really learned is what we have to do is to get agency planners and buyers really to talk to each other and work together. And until they embark on that process, they're not going to put demands on media companies to use the new metrics. And that's about where we are right now. The process has begun. Good things are happening. But I think the real benefits of EyesOn will take a year or two to be realized.
Yeah, well, whose responsibility is that? Is that the members of TAB? Is that TAB itself? Is that, is that a roadshow that you have both your members as well as you that go out and present to agencies and advertisers? How do you handle that?
Well, the answer to the question is yes. Our members are the agent. Again, agencies, advertisers, and the media companies are our members. Mm-hmm. So we do have an education committee that has put together a program. Some of the aspects of the program can be seen on EyesOnRatings.com. These tools are invaluable to get people up to speed to learn the new information. But there's a difference between learning and implementation. It's not until I believe that the members actually see the benefit, a real tangible benefit of what it can do for a relationship with a brand, that they really get on board. You know, one of the examples that we've seen, we had a great example at our conference in May from Kraft and Miracle Whip. You don't think of packaged goods as a heavy user of out-of-home media. But with the need to stimulate social conversation, what's better than put an exciting rebranding of Miracle Whip in the middle of a city? Well, when the planners start talking about the benefits of the medium and begin to see the numbers, then we shift from education to actual implementation. So it's both. You need the educational program. But you really need to get the planners and buyers to talk to each other to figure out how to leverage the new information to the benefit of their clients.
Obviously, when you put metrics together with accountability, that's a good thing. Clients like that, all that kind of stuff. Joe Philport is our special guest, president and CEO of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Management. One thing we did not mention was the website yet. EyesOnRatings.com is where you can go to find out more about this with Ray and Brad on the Advertising Show. And, of course, Joe out of New York. We are going to take a moment to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. It's the Advertising Show. So glad you're listening with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth here. And our guest out of New York this weekend is Joe Philporth, President and CEO of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement, Inc., EyesOnRatings.com, talking about that and a whole bunch more as well with Ray and Brad. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, Joe, staying with the case study idea for a moment, Maker's Mark, a high-end, very well-known bourbon product.
Yeah, we have some here. Hold on just a minute.
Well, I'm drinking mine.
Take a swig here.
Mine's neat. I see you've got ice in it. I don't think they would like that if they knew you had ice in it, right? But I understand you talked at their conference. Joe, what can you tell us about your case study with Maker's Mark that we can learn from that?
Well, Maker's Mark is a great example of a brand that historically is used out of home without numbers. They know how to use the medium. They use brilliant creative positioned in every form of out of home that is imaginable, from billboards to mobile media to packaging. And we were fortunate enough to have their director of marketing speak at our conference. Where he sees numbers, and I think here is the key point in terms of eyes on, because they've always used the medium, you think that they don't need numbers to invest in each year. And he made it clear that meaningful numbers are critical not only to the Miracle Whips who are coming to the medium for the first time, but also for established brands who in today's world still have to justify audience delivery as part of their presentation of budgets to management.
So they had a rebranding message, I understand, and they were using, were they using social media for that as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what was Maker's Mark actually looking in terms of their marketing objective when they launched into their program with you guys?
As I pause to recollect the theme, because it was Maker's Mark is an established brand, but its need is to really be at the top of the category, and their use of out of home is to really position the quality of the brand, their creative element. We haven't talked about creative in this conversation. But the creative element of their out-of-home advertising is most critical. It really is a high-quality, tight message appropriate for their positioning of their brand. So creative plays a key role. Where they place their ads plays a key role. And the medium gives them the flexibility to really geographically target their advertising into the markets where they know they can drive sales.
Well, since you bring it up, and I know creative plays a critical role in the EyesOn system in terms of the potential rating that you can receive, because it's not all about people driving by anymore. The message itself and what you put up on an outdoor structure is what's going to translate with regard to the EyesOn ratings metrics, correct?
Right. When we designed the system, we designed it to be creative neutral. So what we're doing is measuring the drawing power of the board with average creative. What EyesOn tells us, though, with our testing, is that great creative can bring many more eyeballs to the ads, 20-30% more greater likelihood that an ad will be seen because of its creative quality. And that's just talking about noticing, not engagement with the ad itself.
You know, and I think that's so important for people to understand, because it's, you know, like any medium, we see advertising that we scratch our heads and say, what a waste of money. And we hear it, we see it, we read it, and we see it as we travel throughout our city, as we see billboards. And so if anything can do something to help advertisers develop a more creative message, I got to believe that it's good for the industry and ultimately good for you guys and your new metric system. As we wrap up today, Joe, what can we expect to see from both TAB and your participants in the EyesOn system going forward?
I think there are two things. A general drive, as we talked about, to get general agencies, general planners more involved with consideration of out-of-home in all their buys. It's a viable medium that really deserves consideration across the board, and I think that's one of the things that Izon will do. I think the other is, as we grow the measurement system, our members want us to take a much deeper look at the measurement of digital out-of-home advertising.
Joe, you're doing some great work there, and we thank you so much for taking the time out of your weekend to be a part of the show today. EyesOnRatings.com is the website. Joe is the president and CEO of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement. Joe, thanks again for being here on the Advertising Show.
Thank you.
Ray and Brad, back with more here in just a moment. Thanks again, Joe Philport, president, CEO, Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement, Inc. EyesOnRatings.com. What a grand idea to be able to get metrics and accountability to advertising, especially as it relates to out-of-home.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe seems well-suited for that. He started out his career in academics. He has a Ph.D. Oh, we should have called him a doctor.
Well, he asked you to turn your head and cough, but I didn't want to bring that up because that was off the air.
Well, he noticed that I wasn't feeling very good today. It's
That's
very
true.
Nice of him. So thanks, Joe. By the way, next week we've got Lisa Gansky, who is an author.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Joe isn't. I'm sure Joe has written a lot of stuff. But author of The Mesh. Ooh, wonder what that is. It could be a stocking. It could be a fishing net. It could be anything.
It could be a potato dish.
It could be. Oh, and it's meshing.it. Okay.
So, you've never had mesh potatoes?
Meshed potatoes, right? They're all meshed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love mashed potatoes. They're very, very fine.
Right.
So this is unfortunate news for you. They have removed Craigslist, the censored bar, from their site. It's gone. Mm. So I know that you had said you were having trouble getting into that thing, but now it's gone. So basically, they say a symbolic protest by replacing it with a black bar that read censored in white type. However, now the black bar is gone.
Hmm.
And any sense that Craigslist was protesting at its manhandling by a combined forces of 17 attorneys general has now been entirely removed. Really smart idea, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving only the memories of nights of promise and days of satisfaction, according to this report out of CNET News. So, bye-bye.
Mm.
And, you know, did I tell you, we actually bought a piece of furniture off Craigslist, and this guy has the same ad for everything. It's, got new furniture, not enough room for it. My home has been well cared for. Oh, grandmother just moved in. What else? All that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bought two chairs from the guy. Like, you know, it's nice chairs. Seemed like a nice guy.
And he's when you do that, you're dealing with the guy in your local market, and that's what the whole concept's about, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you look on Craigslist a little bit further,
mm-hmm.
it's the same guy. He's selling more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma moved in, not enough room, blah, 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 blah. And then my chairs are on there again. He's got more chairs.
Same ones.
So he probably flushed a hotel or something like that. But and I said, shouldn't we turn this son of a gun in or something? He's scamming people.
Well, I think I saw.
Or he's very creative, I guess.
I think I saw his ad. Looking for an evening out. My grandmother just moved in. I'm looking for something to do. I got to get out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Craigslist. See you later.
Yeah.
At least that part of it. What do you got there?
Well, just to mention, beginning just this past Monday, a couple Mondays ago, as we now record this today, Martha Stewart, our friend Martha, we've known her since before
the days of
prison, will provide 8 hours of programming each weekday as part of an ambitious revamp of the Hallmark Channel.
Really?
Yeah, which is apparently has had trouble finding a recipe, no pun intended there, for success. The move could spur sales of Stewart's magazine and other products. That's Omnimedia.
Yeah,
you know that.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how Martha's doing. I've stumbled onto her show the other day, her syndicated TV show.
Yeah.
You could be in a time warp and go back 4 years, and it's the same shtick.
Sure it is.
I mean, there's nothing new. And you would have thought that prison would have wised her up a little bit.
I understand you visited her in prison.
I did, and she had a foul mouth that day, as I recall, but she's not brought that to her program, which I thought would differentiate her from her pre-prison program.
You know, she wanted to pick up the Larry King thing as well. She wanted to do that.
Her voice wasn't low. She didn't have enough hair on her chest, and she had only been married once before.
See, Alex Ben Block would have been good for Larry King. It's perfect. But nobody would have known he's gone.
That's true.
This is really interesting, and I'm sure we need this on all of our broadcast sets here. Pacifica Radio, in talks to air Al Jazeera and major U.S. markets.
Oh, boy.
Like, what? So if you're advertising on Pacifica Radio.
Well, they're actually a non-commercial, as I recall. They're that left-wing, radical.
Yeah. Would be basically a boost for Al Jazeera? Well, yeah, I think so. Al Jazeera, here's the quote, is a totally government-owned and funded broadcast entity, unlike Clear Channel or something like that. So I just wonder what the heck's going to happen. This does not sound good.
It's odd.
You know, does not sound good at all. So
we mentioned Al Jazeera being a cable that was wanting to come to U.S. cable markets and was having difficulty being picked up. And then I don't know where they are with – I think they are being broadcast on some cable networks or cable systems, I should say.
Yeah.
But they're wanting radio as well.
Let's see. It says closing a deal with Pacifica, which is known for its liberal-leaning programming – we knew that – would be a boost. The network owned by the emir of the Persian Gulf state of Qatar struggled to gain a foothold in the American market after 4 years of operation. – Al Jazeera English can be seen only in Washington and two other cities.
Well, there you go.
Burlington, Vermont, and Toledo, Ohio.
Really? Isn't that weird?
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
And, you know, I was just thinking the other day, do I want to go to, Saudi Arabia or Qatar? I don't even know where Qatar is.
I don't either. I just know how to say it. At least I think I said it right. Well, some people said it differently.
If there's any radicals out there that are listening today,
please don't.
That was Ray Shillings again. That was bad rap in your Al Jazeera system. I love that.
TV. I live in Maui. Next week on the Advertising Show, Lisa Gansky is with us, author of The Mesh. And that sounds like possibly a new drama for television as well.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or
on the Al Jazeera
network. Mesh up.
Exactly. So The Mesh next week, and I hope you have a good week in between. And, of course, tell your friends all about the Advertising Show. I mean, that's word of mouth, social media, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Something like that. We are pleased to have you here, and hope to have you back here next week as we, it's so amazing. We are already through September into October. It's going to be Christmas before you know it. I'd like a big gift this year.
Well, let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. You too. And happy holidays. The Advertising Show brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. You can visit them online at adage.com. The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production. We'll see you next week.
Under pressure? Get creative concepts fast. Run a global pitch on openad.net and gain access to a global brain trust of nearly 11,000 advertising and marketing creators from 125 countries. Simply take 15 minutes to fill out our online brief form and we'll take care of the rest. From world-class agencies to the best independents to the brightest freelancers, openad.net global creatives can deliver creative concepts direct to your desktop in a matter of days. Why not save time, energy, and money by quickly sourcing concepts from the world's brightest creative minds? Visit openad.net and see how we're revolutionizing the way ideas are created and traded. It's simple, it's fast, and it's global. Openad.net, the smarter way to create your advertising from the freshest creative minds on the planet. Visit openad.net today to find out more.